Welcome, America. Fasten your seatbelts. This is the Jay Sheldon Show.
The world has changed because of what Trump has done. And the American people, including independents and some Republicans, know how bad he is, know how much he's misrepresented, know how he's getting close to getting us in a war. I said, as the walls close in on this man, I'm worried he's going to get us to war in Iran. Unfortunately, I may have been right. The fact of the matter is, there's a lot at stake in this election. The world has changed.
There he is, the moron himself. Biden's, that was from 2020, by the way, if you didn't see the little blip up in the corner. Yeah, from 2020. Why is my volume so low? Can we fix that? Yeah, okay, there you go. That's, I'm sorry, it's not your volume, it's my volume. So there you go. All right, you ready? I'm ready. If you're ready, I'm ready, we're all ready. Trump trial day number one, Biden's own words, which you just heard, and just shut up and play. Welcome to the Jay Sheldon Show. Got something stuck right here. I don't know what it is. Anyway, yes, Tuesday. We kick off a Tuesday. It is the day after tax day. Are you all done with that? Did you pay your bribe money? I know. Kills you, doesn't it? Absolutely kills you. All right. We got all that and more coming up in our show tonight. We also want to tell you about the best small batch coffee on the planet. That would be these guys, Blackout Coffee. Blackout Coffee is an American company which works with local co-ops and American farmers to source the best beans on the planet. And why don't I see Blackout Coffee? Now I do. All right. They pick the best beans. They wait for you to order. And then only after you order, they roast your beans. Your beans get roasted within 48 hours, 24 to 48 hours, and then shipped out immediately. So usually less than a week, you will have a bag of fresh roasted coffee beans that makes all the difference in the world. You really will taste the difference. Try yourself a single bag. Give it a shot. Not expensive. And the best coffee you'll ever have, I promise you. This stuff is just absolutely amazing. I will never drink another coffee, whether they sponsor this show or not. It's the best. Check them out. Use the link in our show notes. And when you check out, make sure you use our promo code J20, J-A-Y-20. Use that promo code at checkout, and that will get you 20% off your first order. Folks, get rid of that brown water, liberal crap coffee you've been drinking, and start your day with a great American cup of coffee from a great American coffee company, Blackout Coffee, who helped to sponsor this show, and we appreciate that, you guys, very much. Thank you. We're very proud to have you part of this program. All righty, let's jump into it, shall we? We're not going to spend a lot of time on this. Just to keep you up to date, here's what happened yesterday during day one of the trial, if you haven't seen it yet. Trump's hush money trial, which is basically shouldn't be a trial at all, but there you go. They concluded yesterday with no jurors. Nobody got selected to sit through this unprecedented criminal prosecution of a former U.S. president. 50 prospective jurors dismissed by Judge Juan Merchan on Monday for admitting they would struggle to see remain fair during the trial. White women making up many of those who were dismissed. No surprise there. The trial, where the former president stands accused of some misdemeanor which bumped up and attached to a felony which never should have gone to trial anyway, began yesterday, marking the first proceedings in a criminal trial against a former U.S. president. In addition to those 50 prospective jurors that got thrown out, at least 9 more people raised their hand when Judge Merchan asked if they could not serve on the jury for any other reason that remain undisclosed. 96 prospective jurors in the first panel, only 34 remained after the dismissals. Judge also scheduled a hearing for next Tuesday on a motion from the prosecution that calls on Merchan to sanction and fine Trump allegedly for violating the gag order that prevents the defendant from talking about witnesses. You saw also that Trump was not being allowed to attend his son's graduation. The judge said, no, we're not giving you a day off from the trial to attend your son's college graduation. Very nice. Very nice. But, you know, illegal alien criminals don't even have to go to trial. Not that any of their sons would ever be going to a graduation from college ceremony. Ooh, did I say that? Yeah, I did. What exactly does it take to become a judge? This is an amazing little post here, and it's frightening. And you know how screwed up Pennsylvania is anyway. Well, guess what? It's worse than you thought. And I know you probably thought pretty bad. Get a load of this. In Pennsylvania, you can become a magisterial district judge who oversees cases, issues search and arrest warrants, without any college degree. You don't need to go to college even to become a magisterial judge, district judge in Pennsylvania. All you need to complete is a 4-week course. There's basket weaving courses that take longer than 4 weeks. This is insane. Absolutely insane. Take a look at this. Here's the requirements. Magisterial district judges, I know that's a little small. Terms are 6 years. Elected by the citizens of the magisterial district in which they serve. Here are the qualifications for becoming a district judge. 21 years of age, resident of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, resident of his or her magisterial district for a 1-year period prior to being elected, certified by the Administrative Office of Pennsylvania Courts, has successfully completed a rigorous training and education program administered by the Minor Judiciary Education Board. And that's it. That's all. You complete these little qualifications and you qualify. No mention of a college degree, any practice or knowledge of the law, nothing. Pennsylvania. And you wonder why our system of justice is in the state it's in. No, you know what? Actually, we don't wonder. We know. It's obvious. It's right there. Example after example after example of exactly why the justice system is as screwed up as it is. Here's a great one. I don't know. This thing's just gone viral in the last 12 hours. It's a great clip. You know all these idiot stars, musicians who are anti-Trump, pro-Biden, who try and stay relevant in the music business. Well, people are getting fed up with buying tickets to go see a music act and wind up half the show getting political lectures or societal lectures. John Cougar Mellencamp, if you're old enough, you'll remember Jack and Diane, all that. He is a huge Biden supporter. And he started to preach about Democrats, anti-Trump, pro-Biden, the usual bullshit. People were not having it. People were done getting lectured by some has-been superstar about society's ills, what's wrong with America, why it's all Trump's fault. Take a look at what happened.
Yeah, real quiet.
The guy in the audience yells, "Just play some music."
What do you think I'm into, you sucker? Now, here's the thing, man. You don't know me. You don't f***ing know me. Hey, Joe, find this guy and let me see him after the show. Guys, I can stop this show right now and just go home.
Bye.
Leave. See what I'm going to do? Since you've been so wonderful, I'm going to cut about 10 songs out of the show. Here we go. A little ditty about Jack and Diane. Two magic kids going up in our land. You know what? Show's over.
And that was it. Had a tantrum. Walked off stage. Nobody cares, Mellencamp. You are irrelevant. Your opinions don't matter. We paid tickets to watch you perform music. You should probably do your job. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And before you start thinking these people you admire and look up to have all the smarts in the world and know what they're talking about, this article from the Postmillennial. Share this out there. The link is in our show notes. You must share this. This says it all. Over 400 Canadian musicians and artists signed a letter that opposed anti-trans legislation in Canada, a very strongly worded letter. A bunch of very famous artists, musicians, signed this letter opposing this anti-trans legislation for Canada. There's just one problem. There isn't any anti-trans legislation in Canada. Tegan, Sarah, Alanis Morissette, Neil Young, Sarah McLachlan, K.D. Lang, Elliot, formerly Ellen Page, all came out, signed this Artists Against Trans Something in Canada, whatever. Led by lesbian pop duo Tegan and Sarah Quinn last week, 400 musicians and artists signed an open letter denouncing anti-trans legislation in Canada. The letter released on the Transgender Day of Visibility, which, as it happens, fell on Easter Sunday, we know. In the letter, the Quinn sisters called out Alberta Premier Danielle Smith, who recently tabled legislation that seeks to replace evidence-based limits on the medical transition of children, as well as changes in the provinces of New Brunswick and Saskatchewan that do not allow public schools to socially transition minors without parental knowledge or consent. Seems reasonable. apparently Tegan and Sarah, so devastated, they used their foundation to release a panic-stricken letter that grossly misrepresented the reality of what all this was all about. Their appeals to emotion, not complete, of course, with the vague conspiracy theory. Their agenda is the same as it's always been, for people in power to retain the power at the expense of the most marginalized among us. Curiously, this lesbian sister duo seemed to have forgotten that Justin Trudeau, or the Prince of Woke, who'll take any opportunity you can to give in to the demands of trans activists, even if that means transferring male rapists into female prisons, has been the ruler from Canada for over 8 years and 151 days. So exactly who are the people in power for the last 8 years and 151 days? Whatever their reasons, these 400 artists are dead wrong about Canada having instituted any anti-trans legislation. What we're seeing instead is a country slowly waking up to the harms of gender ideology, making steps towards redressing those rather well-documented harms. So all that for absolutely nothing. And you wonder why. All right, hang on just one quick second. Back to Maine, there we go. Where are we? Come on. Give me a second here. Why won't this go on? What is happening? Okay. Let's try it this way. New York Post article. Sorry. It wouldn't come up. And it's worth your time. There is a block in New York City, you know, city block, city square, that has now turned into an illicit open-air market for migrants, crooks, prostitution. It's relentless, they say. Look at this. Look at this. New York City block turned into an illicit open-air market for migrant crooks. Here's the deal. A stretch of Jackson Heights has deteriorated into this illegal migrant shopping district, unchecked open air market, where everything from women of the night or the day to stolen goods can be had. Roosevelt Avenue near 91st Street, littered daily with these migrant vendors hawking goods. Now get this. These goods they're hawking, they rip them off from the stores down the street. So they go down the street, fill up a bunch of garbage bags, you've seen the footage, rip off all these goods from the stores, jump a couple of blocks up, Jackson Heights, lay out a blanket on the sidewalk, and sell the stuff they just stole. These are illegal immigrants, folks. And yes, the other business venture that is going on there is exactly this. Ladies selling themselves, standing on the sidewalk. Look at this. Look at this setup. Look at all these things. All this stolen merchandise. Power tools. This was just April 13th. 3 days ago. Look at that. I'm not faulting the police. They come by, they pick up a few of them. But as soon as the police cars pull away, they move back. 20 minutes later, they're all set up again like nothing happened. They don't care. Because even if they wind up going to the police station, they're not going to wind up in jail. They'll get booked in and released, and away you go. And they'll be right back out doing the same thing. Stolen merchandise, resale at steep discounts. Of course, there's steep discounts. They got them for free by stealing them. Mouthwash, diapers, baby formula. Stored in suitcases, packed into vans, parked across the street. When the reporter and photographer from the Post showed up, they all scattered. Sex workers openly cruising the street. As older madams sit nearby and point out potential Johns as they pass by. Get this, one law enforcement source blames soft on crime laws that severely limit what cops can do and cut low-level, low-violent offenders loose once they get to court. You think? Quite an enterprise. You go steal the stuff down the street, walk a few blocks, set it up for sale. Incredible. Illegals, illegals, illegals. They're not stopping, and no one's stopping them, and no one wants to stop them. The Daily Signal's got a great article in our show notes. And now in Mexico, illegals are being instructed to vote for Biden in order for a border NGO to stay open. Not kidding, the receipts right here. There is an advocacy group in northeastern Mexico that lobbies U.S. lawmakers that distributed posters and flyers and brochures to illegal immigrants, encouraging them to vote for Joe Biden in the 2024 election. This is in Mexico. Translated from Spanish, the Oversight Project says the flyers posted by the organization, Resource Center Matamoros, says, reminder to vote for President Joe Biden when you're in the United States. Listen to the absurdity of this. We need another 4 years of his term to stay open. There it is. There's the flyer right there that they hand out. These are illegal immigrants about to cross the border into the U.S. And this group knows they're going to vote, as do the Democrats, of course, which is why the border is still completely fluid and open. These flyers discovered by @RealMuckraker. They also appear to be handed out when illegal aliens use the RCM for assistance in coming to the U.S. These pro-Biden flyers being handed out in Mexico to the illegals that are on their way here to vote, or to be terrorists, or to be rapists, assault people, murder people, take your pick. More evidence of the continue. You know, every, I kind of know why I needed a break from this show for a while. I also know why I always end with some small piece of good news. It just doesn't stop. It just doesn't stop. From the Daily Signal, an elementary school has denied a request from a group of Christian students who wanted to start a prayer club. They have now approved a pride club. Yeah. In 2015, many years ago, religious freedom compromised. Washington High football coach, remember that story? Fired for praying after with his team after a game. Joe Kennedy waited about 6 years for the Supreme Court to hear the oral arguments for that case, represented by a Christian nonprofit legal organization, First Liberty Institute. They took the position that no teacher or coach should lose their job simply for expressing their faith while in public. In 2022, this was a huge, very notable case. And things that have gone on recently have only brought this case right back to the forefront. Earlier this year, Laura, an 11-year-old, attends Creekside Elementary in Washington State. She made a request, a formal request to the school, to start an interfaith prayer club at her school. Request denied. Laura and her mom approached the principal about the matter, and they were said the school's budget for clubs had been finalized in October. Clubs students are offered, they are student interest driven and meet outside of the school day. At the elementary level, participation in the club also requires parent permission. Once the school year begins, the building budget is set, and any additional clubs are not added until the following school year. But the story doesn't end there. Laura's group, this 11-year-old, which she wanted to start with a friend of hers, was meant to include people of all faiths, Muslim, Jewish, Christian, Buddhist, agnostic, whatever your faith is. They were hoping to get people to join the club. She thought it'd be a good idea in order to bring students together. She's quoted as saying, "I think that's something I'm very passionate about. I wouldn't be here if I really didn't want to make this happen, if I didn't think it'd be a great opportunity for everyone." About a week prior to Laura's club request, an LGBT club was approved. What was this rule about? Once the school year is started, the building budget is set? Really? So, they filed a lawsuit, and it is in the court system right now, being decided. We're going to follow this story and we will see what comes of it. Because it just doesn't make any sense. And if you want more things that don't make sense, all you got to do is look to California. Now, this story was from Washington, that story. Just go right down the border, right down the coastline. This is one of those, that's why I put the headline, wait, what? Buying child sex. Buying sex from children. Do you know, at this very moment, in California, that is a misdemeanor? What? Well, there is a new bill working its way through the legislature that would finally make the crime of buying child sex a serious felony. Right now, it treats soliciting a minor for sex as a misdemeanor. Are you kidding me? This raises it to a felony, punishable by up to 4 years in prison and up to a $25,000 fine. Measure introduced by Republican State Senator Shannon Grove in February, co-sponsored by two Democrats, wow, but apparently faces an uphill battle for passage. As of last Thursday, the bill did not have the votes to make it out of committee. Grove says, red, yellow, black, or white, you should be in prison. Unbelievable. It's a misdemeanor currently in California. And this bill to help turn it into a felony with some serious jail time, prison time, does not have enough votes to get out of committee. Hey, I thought we were over this COVID-19 vaccine bullshit. What the hell is this story? It's from Breitbart. I saw this headline today, last night, and I thought, what? What the hell? Look at this. They just won't stop. The Biden campaign is requiring employees to be up to date on their COVID-19 vaccines. I thought this was a Babylon Bee piece. Requiring their employees, according to a job listing from the campaign, searching also, of course, for diversity, equity, inclusion. Apparently, this rather run-of-the-mill ad for the Biden campaign. If you look in the fine print, you know, the little tiny stuff nobody reads, like T&C, they are still obsessed with this COVID-19 vaccine crap. You read the rest of it if you want. I'm not going to bore you with it. Just know the fact that if you want to go work for the Biden campaign, you better have your vaccines updated. These people will never, ever learn. Never, ever. This is a show full of head shakers tonight. This one had just gone viral. You may have seen it out there, maybe not. If not, here you go. A father's worst nightmare. And California is about to bring it to life. This is not only a sad story, it is an unbelievable story. A Texas father is left powerless as he fights his ex-wife in California's court over her insistence to start their son on puberty blockers. Jeff Younger, cautionary tale about how the U.S. court system has been weaponized against parents who do not go along with this transgender cult crap. For years now, Younger and his ex-wife, Ann Georgoulis, have fought over custody of their son. The highlights of their fight being the one about their son, who she believes is transgender. Take a look at this post. A mother may soon be allowed to have her son castrated without the father's permission because she believes her son is transgender. She moved the kids, including this 11-year-old son, to California against the wishes of the father. The move was protected after Younger lost his petition with the Texas Supreme Court to force her to return the kids to Texas. Supreme Court denied his petition, claiming Younger misinterpreted SB 107. And current Texas court order preventing them from giving their son these medical treatments would be honored in California. California currently has a law on the books which allows the state to refuse lawful extradition orders from other states related to so-called gender-affirming care. So, yeah, while this dad sits there watching his worst possible nightmare unfold in front of him, and apparently, thank you to a corrupt, evil court system, there is absolutely nothing that he can do about it. Wow. All right, one more from our amazing animals videos. This is incredible. I will warn you, it's a bit, what's the word? An eagle basically has captured a fox. This is a golden eagle, which has captured this fox. Now, you know about the size of a fox. It's like the size of an average dog, medium-sized dog. Take a look at this. Fighting a headwind, this eagle's prey, and he manages to take off into the air, carrying this thing. Look at this. Wow. I mean, kind of sad footage, the fox, you know, but hey, nature, folks. Survival of the fittest. That golden eagle had enough power in those wings to take off and lift that fox up into the air. Man, insane. Okay, that's going to do it. We're out of here. Thank you so much. Had a lot of new followers come on board. Thank you so much. Appreciate all that. Please do give us a follow. It's the little green oval button down there. You need a Rumble account, which is free. It's free to follow the show. You take part in our live chat. You can get notified when we go live, all that good stuff, and hit that thumbs up like button too. We really appreciate that. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday, and I will see you all again. When should we do it? How about tomorrow?
You just heard The Jay Sheldon Show. Join us Monday through Friday here on Rumble. Thanks for watching.
Snort.